The Youth's Instructor, June 29, 1899. God's Purpose Concerning the Youth of Today, Part 2. The Youth's Instructor, June 29, 1899. God's Purpose Concerning the Youth of Today, Part 2. To keep our souls in the love of God requires strict self-discipline and watchfulness, mingled with earnest prayer. Every youth should seek to make all he possibly can of himself, that he may grow in grace and in favor with God and man. His highest aspiration should be to give to others the treasures of science and knowledge that he has gained by following God's will. Thus, his works will harmonize with the works of Christ. Those who do this are constantly in communication with the angels of light, who minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. God expects the youth to think soberly and intelligently of how those of past generations toiled and sacrificed to leave to future generations a heritage of light. The patriarchs and prophets and the disciples of Christ received impressions from the great teacher, and this light and knowledge they bequeathed to those who live in this age. The youth now have the privilege of improving all the treasures that have been acquired by past generations. The Lord expects these hereditary trusts to be gathered up as golden treasures and imparted to others. Paul wrote to Timothy, "Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptedness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech, that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." God calls for large-hearted, large-minded young men who hear the word of God and obey it, who are not trifling, but deeply in earnest. Wherefore, he saith, "Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one." God calls for young men who are cultivated, sanctified, refined, ennobled through the truth, which has not merely been assented to, but brought into the inmost recesses of the soul, sanctifying the entire man. Such youth will learn daily in the school of Christ. Jesus died for the world, and souls are perishing for want of the knowledge that he came to bring. Knowing this, will young men who have all the facilities for gaining an education, both in science and religion, stand back, careless, unconcerned, and indifferent, content to spend their blood-bought time and privileges in self-gratification? The great work for this time has already begun and is awaiting men who, with hearts subdued by grace, will carry it forward and upward, their ability refined and purified to do God's will, their lips touched with the holy fire which burns its way to the hearts of the people. Will youth merely look on at such a time as this, feeling no burden of responsibility? Shall the work be crippled in all its branches for want of men to teach the truth to others? Where are the laborers who will go forth, consecrating to God their time, their talents, and every jot of the ability they possess? At this late hour, shall the work of saving souls be retarded? Shall but little be done, when the curse of sin has grown to such proportions that already the Spirit of God, insulted, rejected, and abused, is being withdrawn from the earth? Just as fast as God's Spirit is taken away, Satan's cruel work will be done upon land and sea. Judgments by fire and flood will increase in fearfulness, for Satan claims his harvest of souls in the destruction. Will young men now humble their hearts before God and give themselves to his service? Will they not accept the holy trust and become light-bearers to a world ready to be consumed by the wrath of an offended God? The use of intoxicating drink, which dethrones reason, and of tobacco, which clouds the brain and poisons the life current, is increasing. Are our young men prepared to lift their voices in defense of temperance and show its bearing upon Christianity? Will they engage in the holy war against appetite and lust? Our artificial civilization encourages evils which are destroying sound principles. The Lord is at the door. Where are the men who will go forth to the work, fully trusting in God, ready to do and to dare? God calls, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." If the young men of today will give themselves to God, He will make them heaven's chosen depositaries of truth, and will empower them to present before the people truth in contrast with error and superstition. May the Lord roll the burden on strong young men who have His word abiding in them.